In the Kansas Senate, the override split Republican leaders. President Susan Weigel voted no, but Majority Leader Jim Denning voted yes. Denning supported the tax cuts in 2012, but after wrestling with budget shortfalls, he says it's time for a change.
I don't want to be disrespectful to the governor. He still believes in this, and that's okay. I don't.
The override is a blow to Governor Brownback, who has defended the tax cuts he helped put in place. Brownback initially vetoed the rollback because he said the tax hike would hurt Kansas families. Democratic Senator Tom Holland was not convinced and voted to override Brownback's veto.
Where's the common sense? We should have got off the crazy train a long time ago.
But the vote was far from unanimous.
This level of taxation is wholly unnecessary.
That's Republican Senator Ty Masterson, one of the conservatives who fought the override. Lawmakers face a budget shortfall totaling nearly $900 million over 2 years. But Masterson says they could have reduced that with cuts.
What we're doing is fleecing our constituents on the false premise that it must be done.
Kansas will now reinstate a third income tax bracket and raise income tax rates, but not as high as they were before the 2012 tax cuts. Gone will be the income tax exemption for more than 300,000 business owners. The Senate vote was a squeaker. It passed with the bare minimum of 27 supporters. Things were not quite as tight in the House.
The bill is hereby declared passed. The clerk will record the vote.
Supporters of an override there needed 84 votes, but after Republican House Speaker Ron Reichman voted to override, he brought several other conservative Republicans with him. The 88 yes votes included Republican Dan Hawkins.
When our speaker hit green right away, he was trying to send a message to this whole body that he's leading, and come on and let's get it done. And I couldn't let him do it alone.
Reichman did not speak to reporters after the vote, but some of the people he got on board, like Hawkins, are conservatives who do not like the idea of a tax increase.
I look at this as bittersweet. I don't like the bill, hate the bill. But we have to move forward as a state.
Republican Chuck Weber, another conservative, was disappointed by the House Speaker's vote.
Well, I don't know how you can be a conservative and vote for a tax plan like this. I think what you do is you vote no on a $1.2 billion tax plan like this, and you live to fight another day.
Critics of the plan, like Weber, say the tax bill will not be a long-term fix for the budget.
State government does not know how to live within our means. The more money you give government, the more we're going to spend, and we're going to get hungrier.
Moderate-leaning Republican Stephanie Clayton says this is not the end of their work. She says there may be more tax and budget tweaks ahead.
That reality does need to be faced. But have we turned things around and are we heading in the right direction? Yes, and this was a major, major step tonight.
Democrats also played a critical role in the House veto override. Leader Jim Ward had urged his caucus to vote no on other plans, but this time, Democrats were yes votes.
It was time to end the tax experiment and move forward to fiscal responsibility. And while you don't get everything you want in a bill, this was a very good first step.
The tax increase will stabilize the coming two-year budget and increase funding for schools, which lawmakers approved in response to a Supreme Court ruling. Even after the veto override, the session is not over. Lawmakers still need to finalize some budget work. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.